Friends, I would like to talk to you this morning about the word new. New, spelled N-E-W. In advertising, the word new is used quite often. You will hear commercials talking about a product being new and improved. The word new sells everything from dishwashing soap to automobiles. But because of the overuse of the word new, we can miss the magnitude of its meaning. You see, new isn't old plus something else. New is not just improved or bigger or better. Something that is truly new is something that is unique, without comparison. Now in Luke chapter 5, we find the story of Jesus calling his first disciples, Simon Peter, James, and John. Now you're probably familiar with this story. Peter, James, and John are professional fishermen, and on this occasion, they had been fishing all night without any success at all. However, Jesus instructs them to let down their nets one more time, and they found great success by obeying the command of Jesus. Now, brethren, we can all learn from this. If we obey Jesus, our chance for success in life exceeds greatly. But there's more to this encounter with Jesus than simply having greater success at catching fish. Jesus is calling his disciples here to do something totally new. He is calling them to be fishers of men. At that time, the disciples seemed to have no idea what Jesus meant. But their willingness to accept Jesus at his word leads them to a totally new world indeed. Once they encountered Jesus, everything changed. Now the same can be true for us today. Once we truly encounter Jesus, our life becomes new also. Once we have encountered Jesus, we are all new. We are all born again, as Jesus explained to Nicodemus in John chapter 3. Yes, the disciples had no idea what fishing for men actually meant, but they trusted Jesus to lead them into a totally new life. Now, friends, let me leave you with a question, and I want you to please ponder this question. Is there anything new? Is there anything new that Jesus might be trying to teach you today? Think about it. Amen.